You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time to hear from the Green Party with co-leader James Shaw.
Hello, James. You there?
Hello.
How are you going today, James?
I'm very well, thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, not so bad, thank you. So let's get into it, shall we?
Sure.
As we know, the big news in politics at the moment is the recent One News Comma Brunton poll, which has come out, and the results are pretty shocking. The polling put Labour down 3 points to 24%, which is the party's lowest result since the formation of the poll in the 90s. And since the results came out, Andrew Little has raised the possibility of handing over his leadership. Do you believe that the leader of the Labour Party needs to change to ensure the Labour-Green coalition has a better shot in the upcoming election?
Well, the leadership of the Labour Party is really up to them, right? I mean, that's their concern. I will say that Andrew Little is one of the people in Parliament who I respect the most. He is unflappable. He has integrity. You know, he's a straight bat, and he's a good negotiator. So, you know, I think he's got a lot of the qualities that a good Prime Minister would have. And ultimately, who the leadership of the Labour Party is really their choice.
So sure, but it does have a direct impact on the Green Party because of your coalition. And we did talk to political commentator Bryce Edwards about this, who believes Labour should probably change their leadership because at 24% they are heading for another loss. If the ship is really sinking, surely something needs to be done about it, don't you think, if it means something will be better for Labour and Greens collectively in the future government?
Well, Bryce is incorrect because, I mean, our polling was up substantially, and together the Labour-Green bloc actually rose a point in that poll. And so we actually got closer to changing the government on that poll than not, right? So, you know, to kind of speculate about, you know, the idea that this is going to be some kind of disaster, I think is incorrect. If you look at the proportional representation governments in Europe that have been around a lot longer than we have. You know, we've only had proportional representation since 96. Most of them got it since shortly after World War II. Well, it is actually much more normal to have coalitions that are composed of two or three parties that are not too dissimilar from each other in size, right? So, you know, the idea of 15 and 25 and another 10, you know, that would be perfectly normal in Europe. And it's just because here we still have the culture of a first-past-the-post environment that we think that the lead party needs to be, you know, I don't know, 35, 40% or something like that. Actually, it doesn't.
So you think that although since Labour's polling has gone down, Greens' polling has gone up, that this sort of result is not going to have an impact on the coalition and it's not going to sort of create some sort of uncertainty around whether you will get into power?
Well, I mean, like I said, you've got to look at our combined polling, and our combined polling in last night's TV1 poll actually improved, even though, you know, the Labour Party polling went down. Collectively, we actually went up, and that's actually the most important thing.
Yeah, sure. So as a result of the combined polling, you guys, as you said, you've gone up 4 points from 11% to 15%. And some commentators are saying this is a result of the recent risk Matidia Tude took by admitting to committing benefit fraud. Do you agree with these sentiments?
Well, I mean, what Matidia did in her announcement was to highlight what is a very common story in New Zealand, which is that we have endemic poverty and we have what is theoretically a safety net that actually traps hundreds of thousands of Kiwis in poverty and puts them in the position of having to either lie or have their child go hungry. And so, you know, by illustrating her personal story, Matidia has actually shone a light on what is broken in New Zealand's safety net, social safety net. And people have responded to that very, very strongly, which is great news, because what we're doing is we're saying actually the period of timid, grey managerialist tinkering politics is over. We actually need to be bold. We actually need to say that, you know, we're not just going to play around on the edges with this. We're actually going to do what it takes to end poverty in New Zealand, and we can do that.
Sure. So, incidentally, Andrew Little, leader, Andrew Little, Labour's leader, has condemned Matidia's confession, which could be indicative of Labour being quite centrist when they're traditionally a left-leaning party, which many commentators are saying is happening. Does this show a sort of key clash in core values between Labour and the Greens?
No, I don't think so. I mean, look, I understand where Andrew's coming from. I wouldn't actually say that he condemned Matidia. I mean, he was obviously circumspect, but he also did call her brave for the stance that she took and for outing her own personal story like that. And I agree with him. It was a very brave thing to do, and the public has responded.
So you don't think that there is some sort of key value differences between Labour and the Greens at the moment that's sort of growing, like some commentators are saying?
Well, commentators say all sorts of things, right across the spectrum, and it's their job to kind of pundit away. I don't pay too much attention to the various reckons that get said.
Okay, cool. So do you think that maybe the fact that Greens polling is rising is only a result of Matidia Ture's risk, or do you think it's a result of something else?
No, I think there's a number of things. Obviously that has been really substantial for us, but at the same time, over the course of the last few weeks, we've had a number of pretty bold announcements. Like, we made a commitment to have New Zealand be a net zero carbon economy by the year 2050. That's a bolder stance than any other political party has been prepared to commit to. We've also, made a number of significant announcements about how it is we're going to, clean up our water. And we know that the state of our rivers and over-allocation of water and public safety issues like Havelock North are really top of mind for a lot of New Zealanders right now. And I think they're looking at the Green Party for leadership on those issues.
Sure. So as you guys are rising, what sort of things do you think Labour needs to do to also raise in the polls so you guys have the strongest chance of making it in during the election this September?
Well, I'm not here to advise Labour on what their political strategy should be. I've got my hands full with our own political strategy, to tell you the truth. But I mean, what I will say is that the Greens are where we need to be in order to change the government. But this is about the level that we were kind of hoping to get to, something in the vicinity of 15%. We want to maintain and improve that, to rise even further as we get close to the election. If we are going to change a government, we've always said that both Labour and the Greens need to lift our vote in order to change the government. I mean, it's incumbent upon each of us to pursue a political strategy that ensures that we can do that.
Sure. Thank you so much for coming on the show today, James. That's all we have time for. I hope you have a lovely day.
You too. Thanks for having me on the show.
Cheers. See you later.
That was James Shaw for the Green Party.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.